If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
So Andy made a big mistake yesterday, and you were sort of documenting your day on our Instagram page at the Beat 92.5. Mm-hmm. And people were kind of ripping you, right?
Kinda. Totally.
Yeah, so, you know, I want to do something Montrealish every single day. So yesterday we decided, you know what, why don't you ride the Metro? Okay, great. Sounds easy enough.
Sounds fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you and I were looking at the Metro map yesterday,
yes.
And we saw...
Because I was trying to explain to him, because you know when you're in different cities and sometimes they go east, west, or, you know, trying to explain to him how he knows which direction he's going
in. Montreal's very diagonal.
Yeah, right. And I'm saying, like, so Côte-Vertu is actually a direction, even though it's also a stop. So trying to teach you about the Metro system.
I looked them as colors, green, orange, all that sort of stuff. So we saw, you and I, on the Green Line, that there's a stop at LaSalle.
Yes.
So we thought, okay, well, we were talking about LaSalle yesterday being the second most romantic city in Canada.
Allegedly.
Why don't I go to LaSalle and look for some romance? So that's what I did. I took the line to LaSalle. I got off. I took a selfie with the LaSalle sign underneath me, and I said something along the lines of, I'm looking for romance in LaSalle. You can check out the picture.
Stop,
yeah, you can check out the picture on Instagram at TheBeat925. Wrong LaSalle.
People started commenting.
I mean, how was I supposed to know, some new guy that's been here for 3 days, that there's a stop called LaSalle, not in LaSalle. It's just a stop called LaSalle.
It's a rookie mistake, but it's an honest one, though.
Yeah, I mean... So I was so proud of myself, and then that's when the comments were killing me.
People were just like, okay, cool, except for LaSalle Metro is not in LaSalle.
Yeah, like some people were cool about it, like Vanilla 275827. Give him a hand. He's new in a big, wonderful city. Welcome to Montreal. Okay, cool. And then there's other people that said, his GPS must be broken. That's why he ended up at LaSalle Metro Station. Well, no, it's just because I don't know where I'm going.
You should have been an Angrignon Metro Station, really.
Yes, exactly. The best was just people that had, you know, just the laughing emoji 19 times or whatever. But
and then he texts me and he's like, you could have told me. But I was like, I thought he needed to figure this out for himself.
Well, yeah, you and I were looking at the map together. You were right there, right beside me when I said, oh, there's LaSalle. I should go look for romance.
I wanted him to have a real Metro adventure. I wanted, like, you wouldn't have figured it. This way you figured it out on your own, right?
I did. I said, and you know what? I decided to stay there and I got a burger and I got some fries and a drink. And then a bunch of high school kids came in for lunch and they spilled my drink all over my burger.
Oh, no.
And my time in the wrong LaSalle was the worst time of my life.
That's what you get for eating in a Metro station. Sorry.
He didn't eat in the Metro station.
I went to a burger joint.
Yeah. Okay, so what was the lesson, I guess?
Never get a burger in the wrong LaSalle, or don't listen to you. One of the two.
Also, you can use Google Maps, because if you put it in Google Maps, it'll tell you how to get there by transit as well. So that way you'll make sure you're like going on the right line and stopping at the right place.
Yeah, thanks for telling me that today. Good. That's great. Thanks for the info, Nikki. Great.
I'm glad you're okay. And we're so excited to continue watching you get to know Montreal.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Okay, so I did something here at work in the washroom yesterday, and I'm pretty sure I was being judged for it. You can decide what you think. Personally, didn't think it was overly inappropriate, but you're going to be able to decide that. So yesterday, I had a dentist appointment leaving here. The dentist told me I need braces suddenly at this point in my life also, by the way, which I've never been told that. He said it's not cosmetic, but that my bite isn't, like, lined up, and so I need Invisalign. Braces.
So down the road, you're going to have braces.
I don't know. I'm going to decide. My mom's
can't
like,
wait.
My mom's like, I think you need a second opinion. We'll see about that. But before you go to the dentist, you have to brush your teeth.
No, you don't.
Why?
Because you don't. You don't have to do the pre-brush dental brush.
Okay. Well, a lot of us do. And to me, it's important because I feel weird opening up my mouth to somebody if my teeth aren't fresh and brushed.
Just pop a mint.
Okay. You guys stop acting like I'm the weird one for brushing my teeth before going to the dentist.
That's their job.
I'm not the weird one here. Okay. So I was brushing my teeth in the washroom at work. And it was actually kind of funny because I left my jacket like sort of hung up in the stall that I was using when I first went in there. And multiple people came in and went into that stall and thought that my jacket, the hood of it, was some sort of animal. And I scared them. So I'm there brushing my teeth and I'm kind of laughing too because I'm like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to make you feel like there was a fox inside of the stall. But one woman, when she came in, after she was scared, she's like, here, come here, come with me. I'm going to show you a secret. And she takes me into this little like sick room, I guess we have at work. There's like a little sick bed.
Like a first aid room.
Yeah. And there's a sink in there. And she's like, see, just stand over here, brush your teeth there and make sure you close the door. And then she left. And I'm like, what do you mean? Make sure I close the door.
Do it in privacy.
But people have to brush their teeth at work all the time in the public washroom.
No, they don't. They can just brush their teeth at home like the rest of us.
Yeah.
But some people like to brush their teeth like partway through the day. Like that, lots of people do.
Doesn't mean you can do it out in the open. I mean, it doesn't mean you can go to the kitchen sink and start brushing your
teeth. Well, no, not in the kitchen sink. I think that would be a little strange for sure.
Keep it away from the public eye. I know that weird stuff goes on in the bathroom, but I don't need to see and or hear people like brushing their teeth and hawking in the sink. It's just not work appropriate.
Yeah, I think if there's something that you do at home within, you know, in your bathroom, I don't think you necessarily do that at work. You know, you do that in the bathroom at home. There's a reason for it. Don't do that stuff at work.
Where do you brush your teeth at work then? Where, because people have, some people have to brush their teeth. Some people do have braces. Some people like to brush their teeth after they eat. Where else would it happen?
Find a safe space.
Like what?
I don't know. But it comes down to etiquette. It's the same thing as putting fish in the microwave or opening up a can of tuna. It's just, you know, you have to consider the other people.
This is not, is it? And, can you please text us? This is not true. Is it?
It's not just the brushing. It's like the noises that come with it. I just don't want to hear that. It's just not a work friendly thing.
I don't make any noises. I just have my
maybe
little
you
electric,
don't, but other people do.
Little electric toothbrush. And I don't find what's weird or intimate or private or inappropriate about brushing your teeth.
Maybe the compromise is getting one of those disposable flossing little plastic bits there.
Maybe you could get over it. That's another idea. that would work, and then I could brush my teeth before the dentist. We're actually getting a ton of texts on this morning at 92925, and we've got Sylvie on the phone, right? Yeah. Sylvie?
I think you should be able to brush your teeth in the bathroom whenever you like.
Right? Like, yeah, what's the big deal?
Aren't you a little biased because you work in the dental profession? I mean...
Maybe, but...
no, definitely.
Everybody on our text line agrees with you, too. You're clearly not biased. Everybody agrees.
That's good.
And you're supposed to brush your teeth before you go to the dentist also, right?
Well, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
You don't have to, but we do appreciate it, absolutely.
Do you know when someone's brushed their teeth an hour before they visit you? Do you know that they've just brushed their teeth? Can you see through that?
Well, just more food particles that are there. But if you haven't been brushing all along and you've just brushed before you come, then it doesn't work, right?
Yeah.
That's it. You can tell what they've had for breakfast and lunch, right?
It's just like nice etiquette. It's like going to the doctor if you're going to have some sort of an exam. You don't go after you've sweated at the gym. Like, you try to, you try to take care of yourself a little bit for the people.
For sure. I agree with you, Nikki.
Thank you, Sylvie. They made me feel a little crazy there for a minute.
Nobody should bug you about brushing your teeth.
Well, thank you very much. Hope you have a good day.
You too. Thank
okay,
you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I know you guys were ripping on me a little bit, but you have to admit, literally, like, 95% of people on the text line disagree with you and say, like, if you're drinking coffee all morning, you just never brush your teeth. You got to brush your teeth.
There's other ways. There's mouthwash. Mints,
there's mints, there's gum.
Yeah.
That's not as good for your teeth. That's not the same. Okay, Sandy, what do you think?
Well, I just sent you the text on that one. I am a brusher.
Mm-hmm.
We are several at a very large building, and you never see it going on at the sink.
Where do they brush their teeth?
You actually hear it behind the stalls, and you hear the spitting. But
no.
you hear it, but you don't see it.
Oh, but I could not brush my teeth in a bathroom stall next to the toilet.
We appreciate your sacrifice.
But you have to understand, you know, like, not everybody brushes their teeth in a very etiquette way, you know?
There's
facial contortions going on. There's drooling going on.
Oh, God, this doesn't happen when I brush my teeth.
But not everybody is composed. Some people really get into it. And do you really want to see that?
No, we don't. Nope.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Have a good day.
Bye. Okay, I couldn't. That to me is crazy.
She paints a perfect picture. The facial contortions, right? The drooling.
Could do without.
Well, yep. I've learned two things. Number one, I'm apparently a very polite toothbrusher because none of those things happen.
Yes, you are.
Number two, neither of you brush your teeth enough. That's the other thing.
Well, yeah, we just got told on text, stop the hygiene shaming.
Thank you. Exactly. Thank you very much.
Shaming.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Okay, one U.S. state wants to ban something that would cause a major issue here in Montreal. We want to know what you think about it. You can text us at 92925.
Hawaii is proposing a total ban on cigarettes. Unless, of course, you're over the age of 100. Then it's totally cool.
100.
Anybody 100 and over can buy cigarettes. Otherwise, no go. Totally banned. They're saying that, you know, it's what we all know about cigarettes. It's killed a lot of people in the 21st century. They say it's going to kill over a billion people.
Wow.
We get it. Cigarettes are bad for you. It's not new. But Hawaii is the first state ever to propose a total ban.
I don't think it's going to work. And I honestly don't think it's the greatest idea. I think it could cause many issues with people doing like illegal things, obviously. But also there are so many things that are bad for us. I agree that smoking is terrible and like a disgusting habit. Absolutely. But they're finding that fewer and fewer young people are smoking in general. Mm-hmm. So like maybe talk about some of like the ingredients in our food, you know, the chemicals and the byproducts and the processed food that we're eating. I would think that would be a good place to start because this is something that is young people are consuming more and more of.
Yeah, I remember when I was in high school, I think every high school had like the smoker's corner, right? At the very, yeah, right? Just off the property, that's where all the kids that were smoking would go. Mm-hmm. Now you don't see that, right? You drive by, you know, most high schools, you don't see a group of kids smoking in a big circle anymore. It's just not cool.
They're vaping now, that's the thing.
In class.
I mean, I like to see the lawmakers stepping up and, you know, Hawaii's taking responsibility for the fact that they know that there are chemicals in the cigarettes that are killing their population. They see firsthand what the effects are with pollution with cigarette butts. We learned on the show not too long ago that cigarette butts are a major contributor to global pollution. But at the same time, as soon as you ban something and have everyone abstain from it, you encourage illegal smuggling. You encourage, and I mean, illegal cigarettes, no matter what people tell you, they can be way more toxic than the government regulated. So I like the transparency. I like the initiative. I think it's obviously a little extreme and it would never fly in Quebec. But I mean, since the dawn of time, since men, you know, founded fire or discovered fire, we've been smokers, right? Like that's just, it's human nature to put up something in your mouth and inhale it, right?
This is just a proposed ban right now. I'm really interested to see what their actual plan is. Like I'd love to see the legislation because I don't understand how they're going to help people quit. You know what I mean? You have been giving this to people, allowing them to purchase it, actually providing it for them for so long, and quit smoking aids are really expensive. Like, it's not going to be, one day you're not going to just suddenly be able to be like, okay, no more cigarettes in the whole state, right?
It's a five-year plan. So they say in the next 5 years, they're going to figure out a way to just phase it out completely.
Okay, I don't know.
Keep raising the age limit, you know, from 25 to 30, 35, until it gets to 100. In which case, once you get to 100, you can do whatever you want.
Because 100%, whenever, at a certain age, I agree. If you want to have a drink every day or multiple.
Can you imagine that, right?
Can you imagine the lineup at the store? Just all the old geezers just lining up to get their cigs.
I waited 100 years for this.
I actually have a great aunt who always swore that she was going to start smoking again when she turned 92. She had quit and she was really proud of herself, but she's like, when I hit a certain age, I'm going back there.
Yeah, you're just going nuts. You're on your way out. You're just going nuts.
Let us know what you think. You can text us at 92925. Susie, what do you think?
Oh my God, I think it's going to be a disaster. It's such an amazing place to go and filled with tourists, so they're gonna not only suffer financially because no one wants to go somewhere where people are angry, bitchy, and irritated and drunk.
Maybe they'll get a boost in tourism because families know that they can go there without walking into clouds of smoke everywhere they turn.
Can you imagine the number of parents who actually smoke because of their children? They don't want to go with their kids.
Well, sounds like you're talking from experience.
I can't deny and I cannot. I really can't say anything. But
thank you, Susie.
Not a problem. Have
Bye.
A good day.
You too. Thanks. Bye. Bye. Yeah, she wouldn't be cool with that one.
Hawaii would not be the place for you.
Hawaii would not. It is a really, really beautiful place. It's a good point. But it's also a good point. What would tourists do if you're a smoker and you're going to pay to go on vacation in Hawaii? Like, you're not allowed to smoke the whole time you're there?
Go surf. Do something. Yeah, it's Hawaii. What
a lot of other things to do.
I see your point, but you also see that it's like a very addictive substance, and that's not, have you seen a smoker who can't smoke? It's not like,
it's not pretty.
No, I don't think they're like, let's go and surf now. Yeah. That's not what they feel like doing.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.